AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, things are so good. God, I'm crazy busy. Things are just so good. I'm so fucked up right
She's
now.
She's got one little question.
Get it from her.
Will you accept this rolling zone?
So yeah. Many dogs.
Oh, will you accept this rose into
adopted
your
dog into your world? Oh. You look very handsome today, ladies.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
Oh my God. Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marine. I am the captain of this very hard-hitting shit show. Across from me. Probably the number one most important person in my life, the person who the only person on my will, my platonic lover, Aaron Foley.
Yay.
Aaron, how are you today?
Arden, your eye makeup is outstanding.
Thank you so much. I'm going in for TV Unfuckable shortly, which means you still have to be fuckable, but look a little crazy. So I've got a lot of blue on.
Oh. Thank you so much. Well, I wouldn't have noticed.
Thank you so much. I noticed that you were wearing your foot boot. Again.
Couple more days.
Erin broke her toe.
I broke my toe.
Dancing in her room where she was alone, and she actually did a spin and a kick and went right into her
bed.
Well,
there was no kick. It was a spin. And slammed my bed frame, as you do as an older woman.
Yeah.
And
you're 72 years old, but you
single.
Look great. You
still
look
single.
Great.
Yeah. In a boot, just dragging my back leg.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You are an adult twin who lives with her twin and three cats. Is that correct?
Listen, stop. I don't want to start bragging. The show is not about me. Okay. We've got people to attend to.
Do you have anything that you want to promote coming up, my queen?
Just that, I broke my toe doing a spin, really.
I like everything that you're saying. To my right, a lady that we're going to lose soon because she actually has a job.
I hate that you're employed.
And she's like so employed, but it's what keeps us in one-piece bathing suits, which I legitimately need to do a calendar. I want to do a Will You Accept This Rose calendar. I am so happy to have her with us. We're going to miss her so hard. She's beautiful. She's just been in France or Monaco, or I don't know, Europe. You know her from Criminal Minds. You know her from Another Period, but mostly she is our Secretary of State. Put your hands together for Padgett Brewster.
Yay! I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my God, Padgett, you're radiant.
Can't you just get fired?
Yeah.
Can you get fired and just do this?
Who's
going
to buy the bathing suits?
Who's going to keep this glue together?
But can I say what I am doing coming up with us?
No, you can't. Oh, you can't.
Okay,
not yet.
I'm not all the way in the coffin.
No, you can't.
I'm not all the way gone, guys.
No, there's a little bit of fun coming up. We are so excited. We stalked you last year, and you weren't available. And I am such a fan of yours. I met you in New York. I actually did your podcast in somebody's basement.
Yes.
She's a comedian. She's an actress. You know her from Trainwreck. She had her own show on Comedy Central called
It's not Amy Schumer, by the way. Whenever I get brought on stage, they're like, you know her from Trainwreck, inside Amy Schumer. Like every one of my credits is like something Amy has put me in.
Nikki Glaser.
Yay, Nikki Glaser.
And Nikki's dog. What is your dog's name?
Marion. Yeah, I hate that I'm one of those people that's just like, deal with it, guys. And then
we are very dog friendly.
I get it. I appreciate that, but I really just don't want to be that person. But I just want to let you know that I don't like that I'm that person.
It's okay. We have Marion, we have Scout, we have Katie and Anna are back.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that I will be, hang on to your socks, people, because they're about to be knocked off. I will be at Rooster Tea Feathers in Silicon Valley looking for rich tech guys, July 13th to 17th.
Chad, Brian, Will. Put down your keyboard.
I remember staying there and they have a hot tub and like the pool, like the hot tub just felt like nerd soup. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just felt like nerd soup. And do you have anything that you want to promote coming up, Miss Nikki Glaser?
I'm going to be in Kansas City Wednesday.
Stop bragging. Stop bragging.
Go Royals.
No, not right outside of Kansas City. Yes. Go Royals in Lawrence at my old school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
University of Kansas.
People love that school. There's a lot of very loyal alumni from that school.
There are. And
didn't
I can't really.
Go there?
Yes. Sudeikis and Bob Dole and Bill Cosby came to perform. He was the first person
I ever saw. That's a hot foursome. He drug Jason Sudeikis and Bob Dole?
It's funny because I just realized I fell asleep during his. I've never liked him, but you can't say that as a comedian before this all happened.
Yeah.
And then I went to a show and I was like, I'm going to try to appreciate it. And I fell asleep during the show.
Okay.
So maybe he didn't drug those women. Maybe he just did his ass.
Hey!
Material.
That's what's happening. Before we get started, we need to know. First of all, I want to apologize. Aaron, I'm so sorry. Your number one pick, Jack Stone, is
out.
Oh, wow.
That's your number one.
We only pick by photos before. But who,
I picked him so they could start a law agency called Jack Stone and Stone and Stone.
We have a lot to talk about the Stone. Rooting for this season? Who do you like?
I'm in love with Brian.
Are you serious? We're going to get to that.
Nikki! What the F?
You're the only one.
So I don't know if I'm rooting for him or not because I want him to be available.
You're the only one I know who likes Brian, and I can't wait to talk to you about it.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, my boyfriend does hate him.
Okay, we're going to get there.
Who's
your boyfriend? Yeah.
Jack Stone and Stone.
Jack Stone?
Actually, I met Jack Stone's cousin recently, and he told me he was going to be eliminated in this episode, so I knew it. But you knew it right away when you saw her face on the date. Anyway, my boyfriend is a TV producer named Chris Comby.
I love it.
I'm kidding.
here we go. We're starting out Brian and we're starting out Brian, your boyfriend, and Rachel are on a boat and they're kissing. And I feel like their entire conversation, which he actually tried to point out to her, is all we ever talk about is you're too good to be true. Simple solution. We're a perfect match and we both love disgusting tongue kissing.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Okay, talk to me about your love of him.
Okay.
He grew on me last night, I just want to say.
The first time I noticed him was when they had that conversation, I think maybe last week or a couple weeks ago, where she was like, you're so charming, that's what I'm worried about. And I just felt like he was sincere. I didn't think he was full of shit. But I said to my boyfriend, like, do you think he's sincere? He goes, absolutely not. Like, he's so full of it. But I don't like his, like, I'm just here for her. Like, I wish people wouldn't announce that because it makes it seem like you aren't. Like, I'm not getting caught up in the drama.
But he's not getting caught up in the drama.
He's 37. Nope. I like that about him.
That's what she likes that about him,
too. What is wrong with him?
There's something disingenuous, and she knows it. She called it. She said, and even falling for all of it, because she wants an aggressive, confident guy, and that might be, you might be just, you're similar to Rachel.
I think
you're ball-busting, tough, successful
black
woman,
lawyer.
And you want a man to like, you want a man to just right into your mouth.
Yes, I do. I want a guy to be like, I'm the guy for you. This is just you and me.
Yes.
This is going to happen. And their kissing to me is like, there's passion there. And I'm like, they want to fucking get into each other.
I agree with you.
And I like that.
Someone go right into my mouth.
But question, don't you look at his face? And I just look like he's holding grapes in his cheeks. Like, I feel like he has implants. Yeah.
He has two. I said to my boyfriend, I go, he has filler.
He has filler.
He has filler on his upper cheeks, which is a dead giveaway that he is, he's a little, he's too vain.
He definitely has Botox. I was looking at his, which is, I mean, look, he's 37. High def is unkind. I don't judge Botox, but on a man, I do judge Botox.
I do judge Botox on a man.
I judge Botox on a man.
A chiropractor.
On a chiropractor who dated Jubilee. Who dated Jubilee in real life.
What?
He dated. I'm so deep in, you guys. You have to, you're going to honestly.
How? What?
I'm so deep in.
Wow. People, so he's got a thing for hot African American
bachelor stars. Yeah, he dated Jubilee. He dated Jubilee.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I'm so deep in. People
but how long did
me.
They date for?
Who knows?
Okay. Your friend Lori.
He said no, he got out of a
she's coming on next week. She's coming on next week.
Oh, too bad I can't be here. I see what you did.
Lori's going to be our guest. I'm sneaking her in. While the cat's away, Lori shall play. You're invited. You're invited to come confront Lori.
Can't be there. I'll be working. Okay. So I cannot buy her a bathing suit.
It's 4th of July. It's the 4th of July.
Wait, can I just pause and ask you what's the bathing suit thing? I don't know.
She buys us bathing suits. She has bought all of us one-piece bathing suits.
Okay.
She has a tuxedo bathing suit.
So I thought you were starting a bathing suit business or something. Like, that's what you're going to
I have
go
no
do.
Ambition. She's sort of is on the side. Barely do the job I've been hired to do already.
Right. What are you going to go do?
I am going to go do a CBS show called Criminal Minds where I play an FBI agent.
Amazing.
Name?
In a bathing suit
Prentice.
Underneath her outfit.
Emily Prentice.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I want to get back to Brian.
So I look at him and I think he's got Madonna cheeks and he has Botox.
Madonna cheeks, yes.
He's got Madonna cheeks. He's got filler in his cheeks.
I'm so glad you noticed that too.
I just want him to say, in all honesty, I want him to talk about. They don't have any conversation that isn't repetitive from the week before about how much they like each other.
He's charming.
Literally, we don't know anything about him.
Should we get right to
asking her anything either?
Should we go right to the date?
Yeah.
Okay, because he actually pointed that out. Okay, so they go on a date. Let me just find where we are. You know what? We'll save that because we have Jack Stone first. Okay.
Out of his
all right. So we're gonna put a pin in Brian. We're coming back to Brian. So then we have Kenny and Lee. They're at the evening and they go outside to talk. And poor look, Lee. We all know that Lee is a legit racist. He tried to hook in Eric. Eric snuck out of his little snake trap, and now poor Kenny got caught, and he's calling him aggressive, angry, and antagonistic, and he calls him a disingenuous snake. I thought you were my friend. You see what a bitch-ass. Bye, snakey snake.
This is Kenny.
Kenny to Lee. Bye, snakey snake. Bye, snakey snake. Bitch, you are caught in your own snaky ways. So, yeah.
I wanted to FaceTime his daughter, and his daughter's like, "You're a little bitch."
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That would
god,
have been like good
hilarious.
Backup.
Yeah. What did you? So I
I'm
feel
so
bad.
Over. Like I'm
I know.
So over Lee.
Lee
and Kenny.
Sucked. And poor Kenny is actually the thing that bums me out is he can't get out of his own way, and he got caught, and so he's stuck in this cyclone of fighting with Lee.
Yeah. It's interesting because we can't go to what they talk about later on in the episode about when you know, like,
because
and but did we ever see this situation where he pulled him out of a bus?
No.
Because it didn't happen. Lee is a liar.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is disgusting. And the fact that he is on the show still means that he's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. And we're going to have to see him again. And
he's not on Bachelor in Paradise.
Not now that all
he's
those
not.
Tweets
but
came
maybe
out.
Like the next. Oh, I haven't seen the tweets. Racist
okay.
tweets.
Yeah, like legitimately like NAACP, like
and misogynistic and homophobic
women.
And disgusting.
So should we just, let's.
Vile. Do you think the producers make her keep him?
Yes.
Because like she does not like him.
They get a percentage of picks.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are so deep in.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, okay. We're deep in.
Arnie gets all our information on the black market.
I sleep in a cage and I just I've stopped paying my rent.
Oh, she actually lives in the black market.
I mean, should we just
white market, black market? She lives on the side with the
Los
black
Feliz black market.
You know, I only wear white market, black market clothes. And this podcast is sponsored by white market, black market. If you're a business lady, but you don't want to go to Ann Taylor and you don't like color, white market, black you know what? Let's get Kenny and Lee over with. Let's just cut to Kenny and Lee. So they stay. We at the very end. They have their 2-on-1 date. They're in the Norwegian woods. We're getting this over with because it's the least funny. And basically, It's like tattling to Rachel. There's whistling. There's Lee's put his best hair jizz in to give him the Falcon.
Oh, yeah. Awful. And they're freezing
and
the entire time.
They're freezing.
Why do they do this on two-on-one dates? They always put them in some remote freezing or super hot location.
Because the whole reason why they do that is for the chopper leaving someone.
Yes. In the worst place.
That's the whole reason.
It is.
We need to see one person alone on the beach, desert, woods, tundra.
Sea cliff. Was Cupcake on a two-on-one in Ireland? Was that a two-on-one when he was left by the cliff?
No, I think that was a one-on-one.
That was a one-on-one. Because
we were like, he's going to fling himself off.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So then there's like, there's laughing, this short stack southern piece of garbage, and then Kenny's lost his mind and he comes back laughing.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
I loved it. Really exciting. I thought that was a great cliffhanger. I can't wait.
It was a good cliffhanger.
It really was. And now there's like blood coming.
I think it's a misleading.
Someone pulled him off him or something. Like he gets scratched, like he hits his head on the chair.
Look though, real. Like he gets punched.
You know what? Lee looks like someone who wears a ring, like a festive ring, like a Western,
like racist.
Yes,
a clan wizard ring.
Yeah. Yes,
wow.
I'll poke you with my white sheet top hat.
Exactly.
He hit his hood
and just rammed him. Yeah, that's the thing that bums me out. It's like. So, you know, they were talking about playing the race car. So then Lee is such a piece of shit that he's like, oh, so I guess I didn't understand that it's bad to call a black male. He's talking to Will, who's so sweet.
He's articulate and very clear and patient.
I thought he was
so composed and intelligent and aware. I just thought he was
fabulous. Awesome.
He's so cute. Yes. He was trying to explain why you don't call a black man aggressive, and then Lee is so racist that then he goes, oh, so he's just playing the race card.
That was mind-blowing.
Oh my god,
it's like he turned into like a victim, like a white, like, I don't know,
ignorant.
This guy,
I don't know anything about racism.
Trump voting.
I don't know about this. Played me.
Oh my god.
And you know what dumb so racists maniacal. Always go, like the woman card, they always go to that card thing.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a blanket statement that could shut everyone up and they sound educated and they're stupid.
Yeah. You know what bums me out is the fact that, I mean, I assume ABC knew, caught, like they knew.
Oh,
they
yeah.
knew. And that they encouraged this. They edited in him doing the race car thing. They did a two-on-one with, like, a racist and poor Kenny. And it's like, that's really low, isn't it?
It's so gross.
It's like DeMario going down on,
Corinne.
What's her name?
Corinne.
When she's passed out low.
But she wasn't.
Well, according to different sources,
Think she was awake.
I think she was awake. I'm also gonna play devil's advocate right now with this conversation that we're having. Taking DeMario and Corinne out of it.
Yeah. Sure.
I think that's, I'm sorry to say, again, I'm taking the other
side, just for discussion. Yeah.
That's good producing.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
That they put Kenny and Lee on the date. And they actually said that line from Thunderdome, two men enter, one man leaves, right?
When they said Mad Max.
Yeah. Thank you. So, and I think maybe somebody went to Will and said, go tell Lee what that is. It felt produced to create awareness about what the crux of the problem is.
Yeah.
And I think that's good to get out in front of people. Whether they knew Lee was a racist or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I assume they did.
Yes.
Or they knew he was sketchy.
I think they did. Because I think even like Dean was saying it a couple episodes ago. Like the guys know. They've seen.
Yeah.
If they didn't know going in, I'm sure he certainly muttered things to the white guys in the house.
Fast. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and that's a good perspective for sure. You just want to think, oh, God, it's the first African-American bachelorette, which is so refreshing.
Yeah.
And now we're going down racy McRace Central.
I don't know if there's a way away from it.
Yeah. I also want to say, though, that it is good producing, but it's maniacal producing, which you obviously, that's part of it. Because nothing good can ever come out of a two-in-one date. Have they ever had a real moment with either of them?
No.
They're just showdowns.
They really are.
There's no romantic.
And that's what they do.
No one has any fun on those.
No. It's Corinne.
It's these people are against each other and one of them has
Corinne and Taylor. It's Olivia and the twins.
It's fight to the death.
Chad and Alex.
Fight to the death.
Okay, so I loved when Kenny said, I feel sorry for Lee's parents because they got to be like, damn, that's our son.
That was so good. But I also know that Lee's parents are like, that's our son.
I know.
The whole time I was like,
that's not true. Yeah, I know.
And I love that Kenny started whispering, Lee, you're a bitch. You're a bitch.
Oh, that was so good. Where he was like, you want me to not be aggressive?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a bitch.
It's so good. Katie, what did you think of all of this? Hi, Katie and Anna. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Now you can hear us. Okay, hi, bunnies. I missed you. What do you think? What did you think of all this?
Of the two-on-one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just like you said, it's drama. Like, no one actually ever has fun. No one is talking about themselves. Like, I would love it to see someone to go into one of these and just be like, so what kind of movies do you like?
And they just don't even talk about it.
And Lee is like a little piece of shit.
Yeah, he's the worst.
And I
think he might be the worst in the history.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. Chad was bad, but at least Chad was
Chad's
funny.
Stupid. Chad had some good one-liners.
Life's not all blueberries and paper planes, guys. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God, you said that.
So we're putting Kenny and Lee to bed, and we're starting, ladies and gentlemen,
beds.
Jack Stone.
Jack Stone.
They're in a horse carriage, and he goes, this is definitely haunted. And she was already, her body language was like, ugh, shut the fuck up, Jack Stone.
Oh, my God, her body language was amazing.
Shucking, shaking, shacking, sucking and fucking. They're going dancing and clam sucking and just the kiss and her wincing when he went in for it and claiming to be contagious. Talk to me, ladies.
Didn't she say at one point, I'm good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he came back in for an awkward crab grab.
His hands were around. Yeah.
Like the way a crab eats.
I need to go back and watch that.
Yeah. Totally.
He's so, I mean, it's almost like they took a creature from the late 60s Star Trek and put it in the human body of a kind of a Ken doll, but he doesn't know how to operate it.
He's like an alien.
He tips his head down like he's the Joker.
The chin down.
We kept pausing it, being like,
oh my God, you didn't need to pause it because he literally held it for 5 seconds.
Chin down, eyes forward.
And there were so many great moments. If you go back and watch when they're first walking into dinner, she looks into the camera like, you motherfuckers. She looks at the producers like,
and the small talk. I thought the awkward small talk was amazing. Like they're on their little like horse-drawn carriage and he's like, I bet these houses are definitely haunted. And she's like, why? Just because they're old? Get out of the carriage.
Oh my gosh. She hated him. When she goes, what would we do if you brought me back to your place?
Oh, wait. We got to get to that.
I just had Katie's knees shake in a way that I've never seen them, and I'm going to let Katie take the lead on this. I will set you up, and then I can see you're a wound up slinky, and I look forward, you're at the top of a long set of stairs. Okay, before we get going, can we just acknowledge, aside from Brian's new cheeks, Jack Stone's motherfucking teeth, his teeth. Are the whitest.
Blinding.
Somebody tweeted at me that they're like Matt Dillon's teeth and Something About Mary.
Oh, wow. I didn't notice.
Oh, my God. Okay. So then he says,
I have a yellow tint on my TV.
I have a yellow tint on my teeth. So then Jack Stone, he's like, I could fall in love. Does your dad have a good sense of humor? It's like, from what we can tell, not really. Like, he's a terrifying federal judge. I feel like I get him, he says.
What? So weird.
Then she says, I don't feel closer to him, to a producer. And then she says, so if we're going to Dallas, Katie, get ready.
Oh my God. What
would you do with me? And he says, ready, get ready. I would lock the door. I would push everything out. And then I would just lay in bed and hang out.
Oh my! I've been saying he's a murderer since the beginning. Yep. Like, I've been saying he's turned people into fucking lampshades. He has women tied up in his basement. And then he says that. I was with my friend, and we both were just, like, screaming. Because we're like, I knew it. He murders people.
That makes me think he doesn't live alone if he has to lock the door.
Oh,
like in the bedroom, like just.
I thought it was him locking her in.
Yeah, I pictured it like, is your house like a bunker in your backyard with moss covering?
The best is Dallas. She sets him up for like a perfect romance question in Dallas.
And he's
like, first of all, I'm going to cut the electricity. I'm going to ask you to leave the cell phone right outside the door. Then I'm going
to drag your body
over a couple coffins and right into the bed.
I'm going to take you to a secondary location after that.
Then I'm going to braid your hair till you lose consciousness. Then I'm going to wake you back up. I'm going to feed you applesauce.
I'm going to feed you enough to keep you upright, but not so much protein that you can flake me off. I'll keep you, like, the applesauce will give you the blood sugar high, but not so much that you're strong enough to fight me off, because I'm Jack Stone. Stone. Padgett, you work on Criminal Minds. This deals with a lot of serial killers. You talked about the puns of the serial killer. Talk to us about Jack Stone. What do you know? You know a lot about this kind of shit. What do you see in him? Is he alarming?
He's alarming, but I don't think I've ever seen anything like Jack Stone before. I mean, he is a little Jeffrey Dahmer-esque.
Yes.
With the tilting the head down. And Dahmer was spoke pretty clearly. And, you know, Jack Stone doesn't have all these tells that he's lying. So he believes that things are going well on the date. That's even scarier.
He's having a great time.
That he genuinely believes he gets her dad. That's a crazy person.
Weird. So
I think he's just actually incredibly socially awkward. I think that guy had some. Maybe he got over a stutter. Maybe he. I mean, I think he was.
Well, he has new teeth. He's
traumatized as a young man, and now looks like what I think some people think is attractive.
Like a marionette that's sort of hot.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. And he just fritzed around
her. I want you to know,
her.
Padgett, while you were talking, and you were talking about Jeffrey Dahmer, I don't know if you could feel my energy coming towards you. I had so many endorphins firing off of liking you. I liked you so much in that moment. I just kept thinking, God, this is my friend Padgett. And I've known her for a long time, but now, like, the more I just like her so much.
Oh,
like, she's so much. Like, every layer that I peel back, I like even more. Can you all agree with me on this?
Yes.
I mean, just that you know this about Jeffrey Dahmer and the way you just went right into character, I was like, get her a test deal. Going to network. She's going to be Jeffrey Dahmer on my new after-school special for the kids.
Do you think
he's a killer? Do you think he's psycho? Do you think he's... What is your impression?
I think he's very lonely. I think he's a chronic masturbator. I think he is... lives in fantasy a lot. So I think he would maybe stalk a little and jerk off to photos of you taped to his wall, but he wouldn't maybe actually put you under his floorboards. You're welcome for all the kids out there listening. You're welcome.
Jack is grateful to you. Yeah. That was gentle.
Yeah.
What do you think?
We'd have to dig up some floorboards just to check. But yeah, you just seem socially awkward. Super awkward.
He's laser focused.
And overcompensating with stuff that he thinks sounds great. Like your dad and I, we joke around. There's ghosts in here. Almost like I Love Lamp. It's like, that's a yellow blanket behind you.
Totally is.
She say the phrase, this girl ain't coming into your locked room?
Oh my
God.
In her testimonial alone.
She said, this girl ain't coming into your locked room.
Said that.
Anna, what do you think? Are you having PTSD right now?
He's weird. That's what I can say about that. I liked when she starts out a sentence being like, there's just something not there. She starts saying something kind of positive and then slowly starts to tell
I
love her honesty.
You're right. His smile is like,
and then once she basically said, I'm not feeling that, I can't give you this rose, he says nothing.
Yeah, no.
For a prolonged period of time until she finally says,
I don't know what else to say.
Can I walk you out?
He didn't hug her.
And he never answers.
They didn't hug because usually they have a hug at the can I walk you out.
No.
He just
walked either cut around it because it was super weird, but I don't think they would. But
also, we got nothing from him in the car.
So what
he said was so strange.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't get anything.
Somebody
else pointed out he's the only contestant ever with a last name. He's Jack Stone. Usually it's Ben Z, Ben H.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good...
Well, James Taylor has a hilarious name.
Oh, yeah.
But he also did the setup.
So does
Jack Stone.
That's so true. That's so weird. That's why we kept calling him Jack Stone, Stone, Stone.
Stone, 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 Stone.
But he did say, like, even his setup was weird. He said to her, like, I'm shocked that this is going so well.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised. It's like, what not to say.
You're right. We didn't get a confessional from him in the car.
Yeah. I love that she, like, the best part is when she had to put back down the rose. Like, just, you don't even need to pick it up if you're not going to give it to him. But she picked it up and then said, I'm not giving this to
you. I wrote down, why does she grab the rose? This is the second week she's grabbed the rose.
She grabbed it with Freddie, walked him out, and was like, you're
She's a good producer.
Yeah, she is a good producer. Yeah. She's smart, like a lawyer.
She really
is. So then.
Plus, she was wearing, her outfits are good telltale. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
She was in the largest sweater, cardigan, and ripped jeans, and then naked on the chiropractor
date. Okay, so then. Then we cut to the rose ceremony in her dress with that slit with the
brooches.
She holds it up beforehand because they even do like a foreshadowing, like this is gonna be good because you can't see the slits at first.
What's a what did you say?
A brooch or a brooch?
Yeah, she wore like the brooches up her like the up. She had like no underpants on, and they knew it.
It was so good.
That's right, underpants. from underpants. From under my balls. Did you say from under cheese growing up? Did you have from under cheese jokes?
No. It's Arden and I.
I can't. It's Rhode Island.
Maybe it is Rhode Island.
I can't believe it didn't make it all the way to Massachusetts.
Didn't have it,
from under my balls. Okay. So then they are at the rose ceremony, and Kenny's still so fucking crazy that he did the snake. That's what snake. He did the snake hand in waiting. That's what
moving his hands
moving
around
his
in
hands.
A snake-like fashion, standing next to Lee.
She kept the penguin guy with the beard. Who is that guy?
We may never know.
We're never gonna know.
I wonder if he even gets any airtime at all.
Okay.
I think in a preview. She'll probably go on an awkward date and cut him.
I'm assuming.
I think he's just going to be relegated to group dates. And
yeah,
gone.
Yeah. She doesn't.
What if they switch the camera and he's like doing the lighting and he's got the boom? Like he starts working for the production.
So we got rid of Tickle Monster and Iggy, and Tickle Monster did the creepiest sign off, and he goes, "I got to get back out there and look for a girl who appreciates a good set of tickling." And then he did his hands after he said to Rachel, "One for the road," and he got her. It was basically like one rape for the road. I'm gonna rape you one last time. Hi.
Did we ever realize? Like, what does he do for a living?
He's a fucking pediatric doctor, and he never said it. He's a doctor, and he never said he was a doctor.
But the Tickle Monster thing is like he was just like, "I like tickling." Is that what?
I think he does it with the kids to like warm them up. Not warm them up that way, but I mean.
No, it's never acknowledged.
But it just said Tickle Monster, and then he just likes to tickle people.
It feels like it's the only way he could get onto The Bachelor if they were like, you're always going to be the Tickle Monster. Like, it's the only way you come on is as a joke as the Tickle Monster.
He needed to have like a dead sibling, a dead mom,
something.
A couple of kids.
Yes.
And so his thing was, I'm a child doctor and I tickle people.
Ew.
Maybe he's tickled people to death.
You know
tickling
what? With Jack Stone.
So
they're a team. He's tickled Jack Stone.
He's the serial killer.
He was creepy.
Tickling is kind of rapey. I hate
being tickled.
Oh,
it's
so
aggressive.
It's so gross.
It's so aggressive.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Iggy also, he's like, I've learned more about myself. How about
learn
to get a bigger suit?
Dude.
He's in the smallest suit a man could squeeze himself into.
Can I just say, he seemed gay. He seemed gay to me.
Yeah, he was always kind of broing down with her, like, gossiping.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
I don't know. Yeah. You know what?
I think he's... Didn't someone say he was doing steroids?
Yeah, shooting him into his nuts. Yes.
He is like a human summer sausage. Yeah. Like, he's kind of encased
into that suit.
Yeah, he was never going to last long.
No.
So then we have the one-on date. So then they fly to Oslo, Norway for the first Black Bachelorette.
Again, I'm sure that deal was set up this time last year before they knew.
And they're like, you're absolutely, I thought of you. I thought
Norwegian
of you.
Norwegian Tourism Council.
And they're like, I'm so excited. We're staying at the Skladakaka Park Hotel. Brian gets a one-on-one date at the Olympic ski jump, and she goes, oh my God, 187. And the producer goes, what does that mean? And it means murder, because that's how far it was. She is sporty and brave. Sporty and brave.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. She said 187 feet, and that means murder.
187 is the police code on dispatch.
187.
I don't know who does the song. 187 on
the motherfucking cop. Yeah. Sublime. Thank you.
Oh, Sublime.
I had to Google that. I had no idea what she was talking about.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Good
call, ladies.
Mm. But she would know that as a lawyer.
That was really fucking scary.
Ooh. And this was with Brian.
Yeah.
The repelling?
Yeah.
But didn't he scream at her?
He did?
Did you see?
Kiss me.
He was like, kiss me. And she was like, no, kind of scared. And he went, come on.
And she creamed her jeans.
Oh, my God.
She creamed her jeans.
And then they
trash.
He creamed her jeans.
But he did. He
That's
yelled
interesting because I did sense there was like, you know what? It's the same kind of microaggressions that I would see in guys like that. In my own relationships where I'm like, he's so hot because he's aggressive, but then you're like, what? What was that? But it's like...
Oh, you like that.
But it's a you warning like it. Sign of like something imbalanced and something like angry.
I had a hot boyfriend. I had a hot boyfriend until there was a real red flag. Right That's before cool. I met his mother, he was in the other room with his mother and he was like, fuck you, mom!
No!
Ladies, if anybody out there is listening, I can't break my anonymity, but I've gotten some recovery having grown up with some bad gentlemen, and I just want to say you can't change anyone, and if they hate their mother, they will hate you, so run.
You're totally right.
And if they scream at you repelling 187 feet above, they're probably going to scream at you in the kitchen.
These new cheeks aren't going to pay for themselves. Oh, yeah,
Bitch, get over here and kiss me. We're suspended 168 feet in the air.
But that's a bad person to road trip with. You are going to get yelled at.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you say exit 72?
Oh, forget it.
Please.
Yeah, like, kiss me.
Let's make up.
Come on. I'm driving
kiss
the
Kiss my
whole...
dick. I just took a left. And I was supposed to take a right. Kiss my dick.
You got
to
kiss my dick, please.
Kiss my dick. We took the wrong road again.
You guys, we're going to Arby's. No, I like roast beef. I don't give a shit that you're vegetarian. Arby's it is. And then you're going to kiss my dick covered in sauce. Listen, ladies, thank you. You're welcome. For the children out there listening.
Are there any veggie patties at Arby's?
You guys... I think again, Dean got scared to go in a blimp, but fuck, she loves it. She is brave. I would not have.
I hate heights.
I would not have gone over the side of that. And let go.
Don't you look? She was wearing clogs, or
she was. She was wearing high heeled leather booties, and my husband was so confused. He was like, "She knew she was going to do this, right?"
Yeah.
Why is she wearing footwear?
I thought it was confusing.
Because she wanted to look good.
Yeah, she did.
Right.
Yeah, she did. She like literally climbed over the ledge in a high heel, like a stiletto booty.
It was a chunk heel, but still, it was a chunk heeled, pointy leather booty.
Yep, it was.
At least 3 inches.
God, she looks so good. Her body is so sick.
She's so cute. So then, while they're repelling, there is a conversation, I believe, between Will and Eric, who's freaking out again. And Eric says, there's five brothers in the house, and she's taken four white guys on one-on-one dates. And Will was like, I don't think it's that. I think that, no, it wasn't Will.
It was the cowboy.
It was the cowboy.
The horse date.
Anthony. Yeah. Who is a Rhodes Scholar, I think, and speaks like seven languages.
Yeah. Which one's Anthony?
Bald guy, went on a horse in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Horse date.
Okay,
So he was saying, I think it's more who she feels safe with, her giving the roses. I'm open to this. And so I'm just throwing that out there for discussion. Anything, ladies?
I think they're like lovely dudes, but I just don't see any chemistry with really anyone except two of the white dudes.
Yep.
Really?
Three of the white dudes. She likes Dean too.
Yeah.
I think it's Peter
white
and
dudes.
Cairo and then the rest.
Peter, Cairo, and then Dean is a sloppy, adorable third.
What's Cairo?
Chiropractor.
Oh, yeah. New okay,
I think she's, I think, do you remember it was a couple weeks ago? She started crying.
Yeah.
In a testimonial. She said, I know
what people are going
to
think.
What it means to be in this position, and that's why I'm upset, and I know what
I know.
And I think
there's
she
so
happens
much pressure.
To, she just happens to like
this at least
white
in this
guys.
Group. In this group she likes
at least
the white
in this
guys.
Group.
She dated Kevin Durant.
It could be completely colorblind.
Oh my God, Alex.
I sit there. I think he is like, if I was a straight lady, I would be throwing myself at Alex.
Alex? Okay, I found Alex. Side note, we're taking a little trip here. Alex.
The
crazy Russian
guy
and the purple zebra suit.
I love him.
He has an Instagram account that he shares with his friend that is with the hashtag of interracial bromance. And it's he and his.
Write this down.
Okay, Alex. Okay, hold on. He
racial bromance?
Yeah, it's like this weird okay. Sorry, this is so boring for everybody.
Hello.
I'll show you later. But it's like there's a part of me that thinks again.
Do you think he's gay?
There's times where I do.
He's European.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay.
He's too young.
All right.
I think she likes older.
Derecho, when no, I look he, in Dean eyes.
Dean is adorable.
Dean is the youngest. Is but I loved how he opened up last week. Even though I was like, you've never talked to anyone about this?
I know.
Ever?
I know. Men are such islands.
Stop it. Just fucking talk about things.
I know, but he's young and he's sweet.
I know. He's so sweet.
All right, I'm going to show you.
Lesbians open up within 10 seconds.
I mean, I'm sorry, he doesn't seem straight. I'm sorry. It doesn't seem straight.
Okay, there's a man, there's a black man doing a handstand and he's splaying his legs open and
Alex is holding him by the knees and they have apart.
I mean, I'm sorry, Katie.
I could just be athletic.
Oh wait, it's gone.
Okay, I think he's European. I think it's European.
Yeah.
All right.
I still want to figure out what do you guys think? And I know it's a tricky topic of conversation. But do you think she happens to be into white guys? Rachel's into white guys, or
Anna.
Is it genuinely she's totally colorblind? It's not about the what they look like or their height or their skin color, or it's them personally.
Yeah.
She's responding to their person and their soul and their character, and it just happens.
She dated
that she's
Kevin
responding.
Durant. She dated Kevin Durant.
Okay. Who is that a sports
I think
figure?
Yeah, he's a basketball
is
player.
Is he a black guy?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I'm I think it's a combo of
then
both.
It's not. It's I not think, yeah. She's afraid she's going to pick a white guy and she's afraid America's going to judge her. And that was my fear
I
with that.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I think it's 80-20, though. I mean, I think if she picked 10 guys on an island to figure it out, I think she'd say 8 white, 2 black. Or
yeah.
7 white, 3 black.
I agree.
I do think she leans in that category, yeah, but I do think
I mean,
it's
Nick
person
is
by person.
The whitest white guy. Like,
he wore shawl collars.
Yeah, that if you're into him at all.
But there are people who are, there are guys who only date Asian chicks. There are
totally.
Yeah, guys
who only, that Chris
only
knows,
date black girls.
Mr.
Yeah.
Big from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Black girls. It's
I know,
like, there
I know,
are people who
know,
have a
I
thing,
know.
And I don't know if it's.
I know. Robert De Niro, he only dates black ladies.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, I wonder if there's something there.
Yeah.
So now we're back on the one-on-one date with Cheeks, with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having, she tells, she wears a lot of gold eyeshadow to their date.
Oh, yeah. I liked it.
I liked it.
She couldn't have done that herself.
No. She must have a makeup artist.
They do.
Okay.
I think they have wardrobe and makeup for the main
person.
But
the girl, like when I was on The Bachelorette, when Caitlin was on, just, and I got to see. They don't provide hair or makeup
for any of them.
Because I asked, I was like, because sometimes these girls will have like amazing jewelry, like turquoise. I'm like, how do you have turquoise when you know you're going to be in like the Southwest?
Yeah.
They just bring shopping like crazy beforehand.
I think they also reach out to people because I'm in so deep. I've asked
Black
some
market.
Of the girls. I think that they reach out to people who have boutiques and kind of hint that and try to get some stuff.
It's smart.
They should.
They should do that.
So they're having their date. She said so. So he's saying, why are you still in the market? She says, I was the boy of the family. My older sister was the sort of sparkly one. I was a late bloomer in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says that he's falling in love with her. And then they have a gross
ding,
kiss.
Ding, 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 ding.
I thought that was sweet, though. He kind of grew on me during the date. I felt like.
That seemed genuine.
He seemed like he really likes her. He grew on me. I
like
still
when he scoots the chairs closer.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why is this guy on The Bachelor?
And
Bachelorette. Like,
yeah.
That's suspicious.
Agreed.
Already. You have a personality disorder if you sign up for the show.
I agree.
Except I would have.
I would
have
too.
If I wasn't.
I would too.
A comedian. But I have a personality disorder, I'm sure.
Oh, clearly I do too. I mean, I don't know if I really would, but I'd want to. I would want
if
to.
If Ben Higgins had been. He was The Bachelor. I would have submitted.
You liked
my,
Ben Higgins.
Love.
But now
like
you
my
know,
number one person in the world.
But you know how boring he is now.
And Christian and like all these things.
You don't
yeah.
care.
Oh I don't God. Care.
You still want to. You I still want to get into Bone Zone with him.
Like.
Badly. You think about it.
He's my number. Like, he's the one I think about when I'm doing my thing.
Well, you know what? If wow.
What? Bicycling?
Wow.
When I'm
long distance running.
Okay, you know what? If things don't work out with you and your fella, I bet we could get you access to him.
I am, yeah.
Okay, let me know.
I'm interested in it, but he looks like my fella, too.
It would be really vanilla sex, though. You know you would be bored.
No. I think he, I think he's got a lot going on. I think
she could turn
with
him
Warren
out.
Was That's boring, what, but.
I think he, well, we know he enjoyed his little romp. He didn't hump JoJo, but what
happened? You'd have to be patient because he tags in the Holy Spirit.
He has scripture tattoos all down his wrist.
I think Nikki could turn him a little.
Yeah, Nikki.
Oh,
yeah.
I would.
A little pinky in the stinky.
Oh,
yes. I think he's into all that stuff.
Close your ears, Miriam.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
He'll be out for anything.
So then they go and they play handball. I loved the very end where she was really looking at everybody's dicks.
She was looking right down.
What?
Looking right at it all.
Let's just cut to the chase. What happened to Dean?
I don't. Why was his jockstrap on the outside?
Why was he wearing a diaper? What happened?
That's a joke.
But it must have been a joke.
But he did it for the whole thing, and they never acknowledged it.
Just acknowledge it.
Ooh. And he's not a jokester.
Didn't acknowledge it, right?
It could have been cut out.
I just want to say that that kind of happened to me. I did Chelsea Handler's show on Netflix the day after Trump won, and I went out of my way to find like a funeral type hat with like lace.
They never acknowledged why.
No, she just never said anything. And I'm like, I had to be like, I'm wearing this because I just looked ridiculous. For no reason. It was like, it was so embarrassing.
God,
and Barbara Boxer was there. Like, I just looked like the biggest jerk.
This is like a fashion choice.
She looked at me like, oh, I know what you're doing, but never said anything. So I had to be like, this hat is not like, oh.
Oh my God. That's hysterical.
It was my jock strap.
Oh my God. Okay. That's I get
so
it, you guys.
So maybe they just cut around it.
Okay, so now cutting to.
I love handball, by the way. Does anybody watch handball in the Olympics?
I love that now. It's
fun.
Cool.
And Alex looked hot as shit on the court. God. And he's a good athlete.
He's so hot.
He's hot.
And I was super happy for Will to like get his moment. Mm-hmm.
I would totally make out with Alex. I would feel confused about it because when he takes his hair out of his bun, it goes, as you know, he has too many follicles on his head and it goes crazy.
But then he's got like fun lady hair, which works for me.
He's so hot. Mm. Yeah. I would get out of it,
you know,
Alex.
What? I find Alex the most physically attractive.
Yeah, he's hot.
Just when you said you would kiss him, I'm thinking, who would I kiss? Gun to my head, kiss someone. It would be only Alex is the only one. Alex.
I would want to get out of it with Peter, too.
No.
Peter's my type.
I don't know.
Peter's super my type, but Alex would be, I wouldn't want to climb up and down Alex like a Reese's monkey.
Oh my God, I can see that.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I would just scamper up and down and just make him, like, nail me on the handball.
That's tough hair, though. That's tough. That beard is a herder.
I would
that's
be really
a killer, that beard.
No, but
I would
to grab
him.
Onto that hair when he's
I would ghost
doing
him the next day. I would be mad at my body for, like, leading me there. Like, I'd be mad at my libido and angry at myself. I would be so grossed out.
He would keep texting, too.
And I would completely just ghost
like
him.
Like, emojis that
I would
are confusing.
Ghost him. I would completely ghost
like
him.
Russian emojis.
Love it. I would be friends with him.
But I would have been super turned on by it and then so ashamed.
Hello, Arden. Come back. Climb on me like Reese's monkey.
Hello.
Lipstick dinner.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I offer you lipstick. Okay. So then they were cute. All those guys playing that game. She was in the game.
She's athletic
as
fuck.
She's the best bachelorette of all time.
Ever.
Like, man, woman, any contestant, she is the best.
I also love Caitlin,
best personality, gets in it, does all the activities with the guys.
I loved Caitlin, too.
Yeah, she's Caitlin second. Was great.
But Rachel, to me, no one tops Rachel.
I thought JoJo had some strong character traits.
I was rooting for JoJo. I loved her on the season. And then I thought she was really boring because it was like, because she liked stupid Jordan.
It was instantly when that connection
and he
sparked,
never even
like,
liked her that
they
much.
Still together?
Yeah, yes. But it wasn't even, you have to be together for 2 years to get the ring.
To keep her. Also, she's had so much.
Oh, really?
She's had so much facial work right now, she's almost unrecognizable.
Will you look that up? Will you look that up? JoJo, plastic surgery.
Wow, why do pretty women
unless
hurt
it's
their
makeup,
faces?
All makeup. If it's all like strobing, and I don't know what, but she didn't look like the same woman to me.
Wow.
When I was reading
she's
so that
pretty.
Tabloid.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
I don't want
to. Well,
like,
we saw her mom. We saw she is a princess. She needs to be treated like a queen.
Oh, God. The mother's mouth.
The brothers? Come on.
Caitlin looks a lot different now, too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
Does she?
But
she
I don't know what's done. Work.
What's happening over there? Fletcher.
I don't blame anyone.
So
for,
then,
but,
so
yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the camp, Lee and what's his name?
Kenny on the double
date. But Lee is busy writing toasts. He says, I'm reading books, feeling good, writing toasts, preparing for the one.
And it was like
reading
a Norway book.
It was like a picture book of Norway. Like, oh, it's snow.
Oh, my God.
There's a tree.
And so then they go.
Shining his dumb boots.
Oh, my God. He's so dumb.
And then working out with the boots.
Oh, so dumb.
That was
working out the boots.
I literally was like, no one's comfortable in jeans and cowboy boots lifting weights, you asshole.
That's a lot of chafe.
He did that for 2 minutes. So they could get B-roll.
Yeah. So then we have, we're on the date at the end after the handball. She shows up wearing the cutest thigh-high stockings and, like, shorts.
Yeah.
Alex reads a letter to her. I feel like she was a little buzzed and feeling frisky. So Alex first reads a letter to her, and she just fucking attacks that Russian. She attacks him like a Reese's monkey.
Yes,
as she
does.
As he was born to be climbed. Then Josiah goes to her and says, "You're the woman of my dreams." And she was like, "You've never asked me a question."
Oh, my God.
And he was like, "That's right. I never have."
He like doubles down
so
on it.
So weird. Josiah, can we just take a break? I mean, not
yeah,
a break.
Let's
a
do pa- it. Yeah.
Can we just talk about Josiah?
We wanted to love
because
him.
Because his journey,
sure,
has not gone well.
No, that plane went down in flames.
Yeah. Like, he's like the best backstory. Mm-hmm. You're cheering for him. And yeah. then he just shoots himself.
What was his backstory?
His brother died in the tree to cut him down.
He had the really shitty
attorney.
Apartment.
Yeah, with the holes,
with
in, the
holes
wall.
In the wall.
Yeah.
That backstory, the holes in the wall, I forgot about
it. But
anything
then he became
else.
A yeah. lawyer. He became a lawyer.
Turned it around.
Fix your wall.
Yeah.
Let's concentrate on the dead brother.
All right, back to that. Sorry.
And then, like, you're cheering for him, and then he just goes out of his way every episode to be more and more unlikable. He's funny. I like the spelling bee.
He was drinking out of that cup.
Yeah,
I did. That was hilarious.
He has his moments.
Even though he got words like passion while someone else got boutonniere.
Boutonniere.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the hardest one ever. That's not even an American word.
Pass.
Oh, my God. Squirt.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? There is a good side. Like,
coitus.
He's funny.
Yeah.
Large Kirk.
Who has
is that one word? No, what? It's two
okay.
words.
Okay.
No, it's just, and now he's really not,
I know,
like,
yeah,
being a good boyfriend.
And she called him out.
And another, I think, words of wisdom to young women listening to this. If a man doesn't ask anything about you, if you give him the opportunity, just give him one date and go, like, make it a game almost. Like, how long can I go without him asking anything about me?
Yeah.
Run.
I agree with you.
Run.
I used to have a lot of guys think we had great dates, and it's because I'm such an anxious people pleaser that I'll keep the conversation
going. You were
going.
Asking questions yeah. about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A
and
guy
so
thinks
common.
That date went great.
They
I've
time.
Done it.
Yes. Yeah.
You ask them everything, and at the end of the date, like a smooch, and you're thinking, oh, well, he likes me. You know, it depends on, like, how insecure you are at that point of the month.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He thinks the date went great.
Yeah. They have to ask questions.
I think it's such a common thing for men to just talk about themselves because they're
love
men
it.
And they've been
and they
told
feel
that
connected
they're interesting.
To you.
And you ask them things. And but I hope that stood out to a lot of women to be like, I should call that out when someone doesn't ask about me. Because
yes.
I think it's something we just let happen a lot of times.
And then even when she said, you haven't asked me much about me, he still didn't ask anything.
He was like, that's right, I haven't. And you're
talking.
Perfect.
You know,
you're beautiful.
I thought maybe it would be too, like, he was probably stuck because he's like, well, if I ask her now, it looks like she's just
no.
But you just think he's that stupid.
I think, and she was like, you just like the idea of me because she is coming into it as the famous person.
Yeah. Yes.
So
when
like,
she said you
like the idea of me
and that
what you
that
read about
every,
me.
Yeah, what you read about me. I thought that was really
because
interesting.
I like that angle, Nikki. I just thought he should at least say, you know what, like take a step. Like you're right. I have been a little overwhelmed. I'm trying
nervous.
To make you laugh.
Yeah.
I get nervous.
Oh my God, you would be
I'm
so
totally
good at
gonna
the show.
Do that. You know what I mean? Like
I would have fallen
like,
for him then.
Listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just listen, but they're not listening.
But they don't listen.
Also, ladies out there, if you're on a date with a lady and she asks you a lot of questions, run.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, run.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Like
then,
what?
Then
like,
the date two will be like, we need boundaries. And you're like, I don't even know your last name.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Too many questions. Flip side.
Interesting.
It's great at first because you're like, I love talking about myself. Like, it's.
Oh, I hate. Like, I actually don't. I'd rather keep it
I'd
off
talk,
of me. I'd
rather
keep it off
them.
Of me. I'd rather keep it off. Just keep. Deflect. Keep
I've
it off.
I've been to yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So then we have, a move I've never seen before. She got one-on-one hot tub time for like 3 hours with Peter. What the fuck, Katie, Anna. What the fuck? You've watched since the beginning. I have not. Has that ever happened before?
No. When she said, oh, let's go to the hot tub, my friend and I were like, are they allowed to do that?
Yeah.
There
are
no rules.
And
then when they came back in, they both looked like kind of sheepish. Like they just
They were
fucked.
Dry
they
humping.
Fucked.
You
they
think
fucked.
So?
Well, they also had to go and dry off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her hair was restyled. And
do you think they fucked in the tub?
It felt like they were getting...
They were dry humping.
There was a lot. Was,
you know what? I bet there was like a little, like maybe like a little 1-2 into the bathing suit area.
Yep.
I asked my boyfriend, I was like, you'd be hard there, right? And he goes, yeah. Like,
oh, whenever the woman's on top. When the woman's on top, it's going to happen. No way around it.
Yeah. And it's the first time they've been able to do that.
I was for a second like, are they on a one-on-one? Did I miss something?
Yeah. Me too.
And he was great. Somebody tweeted to me, he grabbed her tit on the hardball court.
Oh, yeah, he did. It was
I have a photo.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I have a photo. I'm so deep in, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm
my husband rewound and said, he got a boob. He grabbed a boob.
I'm so deep in. I'll show you. I can show you. I have a photo.
He was also wearing like a lady ring. Did you notice his ring when he was like grabbed her back?
He was.
It was like a gold.
Oh, I thought it was Masonic.
Look at that.
I didn't know. I thought it
look
was.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Full on.
Full tit grab. Thanks.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah, and
the
she loved
photo,
it.
The photo very clearly
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you at Two Pooch Papery, Kelly. Also, thank you, Marl's Pals at Marl's Pals NYC. He's made these pins of Copper the Dog with a little cast, and he's going to send them to us on the podcast.
Oh, I love Copper the Dog.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you guys think that they humped in the hot tub? They got in the bone zone.
Wow. I think that there was some kind of
zone.
I think there was finger penetration.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't think so. I think they wait till the
I think it's bone zone adjacent. Bone zone adjacent.
It could be a
like a 1-2 just the tip situation.
1-2 it sounds like a dance move. 1-2 just the tip. 1-2
okay.
just the tip.
Broken
two,
toe.
Oh my god. So
broken toe.
You guys, that is so exciting. So really, that's the end of our, because we already did the 2-on-1. I mean.
Well, the guys were pissed.
When they came back.
The guys are pissed.
But then she didn't give the date rose to Peter.
No,
then she dry humped in the hot tub.
She
I think
knew
it's too obvious.
It was too obvious.
She had to cover up.
And,
huh?
And I think.
And he said he was hurt.
Yes. And he was going to pull back.
Because he's like, what does it take? My dick was right outside golden pavilion.
Your golden arches were saying hello, and I had a quarter pounder with chi getting ready to get all on up in there, if you know what I mean. I got the fromunda chi ready to go.
Fromunda
my balls. You guys, they were pissed. They've been gone for hours. She had to blow dry her hair.
How long Definitely. Do you think they were gone? Like,
someone
legitimately.
Said they've been gone for 3 hours. Out
so
loud.
I think probably an hour.
3 hours. They said 3 hours.
They
By
said
the
three
way,
hours.
That but one, I think that was an exaggeration.
I think it was an exaggeration.
They said 3.5 hours. So I think it was probably an hour and a half.
By the way, that one piece bathing suit that you sent to her for the hot tub looked great. She looked hot.
Was she wearing a one piece?
Yeah, it was a one piece, and it had like a whole.
A really low back.
It had a lot. There was like a whole like spider system. On the back, and then I think it was like one of those like all the kids now are wearing the high.
Yes,
yeah, they had to get changed.
How old is she?
33.
Wait,
32.
She is.
Yeah,
I love that. Oh my god, they're always 24.
Yeah, she's 32. Yeah. She's an adult lady lawyer.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
You guys, I don't even know what to say.
Arden,
for...
I like Peter more. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh my god, really? Thank
I like Peter more after this episode.
After you watched him make love in a hot tub.
Well, after he took that lady golden ring and slid it
I gotta see
back.
That lady golden ring.
You know
I liked him more because it was the... She's saying to Josiah, like, ask me more questions. And Peter always asks...
Yes, he does.
Asks questions.
He always asks his questions.
Asks questions. And and then the Cairo guy, like, I want her to be happy, so I'm sort of happy for her. But I think Peter is a little bit more nicer.
Peter actually feels like a good guy who would, like, if you were like, hey, I'm moving apartments, can you come help me move? He'd be like, of course I will. I'll be there. I'll rent a van. Yeah.
Brian's like, I'm having some work done. I can't be there.
I think Peter's also a little shy.
Yes.
So he's actually like a super fox. But if you notice, he's not, except for in the hot tub, he's not the first to strip his shirt off. He wore a shawl collar to Ellen. Like, I think he's a little bit shyer, but he does seem to always talk to her, see how she's doing.
Yeah.
And not in a creepy.
No,
Because I cut and run. I don't want to be taken hostage. And he seems like. He seems like he's weathering the weirdness of the... He's not letting the weird competitive thing get to him. He's not letting Brian get to him. He's
I agree, yeah.
Contained.
But he said he was hurt, though.
He was hurt because
he just
also,
fucked her in the hot tub. She gave it to Will.
She was mauling him in the hot tub.
Yeah.
She was on top.
She went for him. Yes.
He was responding. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like that would be very confusing to him. That they're gone. Even if it's just an hour and a half. She says, want to get in the hot tub? Yep. in.
I know.
You know? It was like, let me steal you for a second. Now it's an hour and a half. She's all over him.
Have they watched and them then, fuck? Do you think they could see the hot tub? The guy?
No. Otherwise, we would have seen them see the hot tub. That would have stirred up a bunch of... They snuck off.
Yeah. I wonder I wonder if the producers knew... Bless you, dog. I wonder if the producers knew that she'd fallen... That she'd fallen in love with Brian, and that maybe Peter already had his one-on-one date, and they were worried that maybe Brian was getting too far ahead, and they thought to make it a more even race, let's let her go, have this private time in the hot tub before one of them pulls too far ahead, like JoJo and Jordan. Mm. Like maybe to keep it more of a two-horse race, let's get her humping in the...
I like it, and you should post that on the Black Market.
I should.
I think I think you might be right.
That's a good idea. Arden, thanks, guys. I like it.
Okay, before we say goodbye, first of all, thank you guys for emailing to us. We are rosepodcast@gmail.com. We got a great email from Lauren Geary. Hey, I just wanted to say I really love the podcast. Thanks, Lauren. It's honestly my favorite, thanks to the amazing Rob, who introduced it to me when he posted it on Twitter. I'd just like to say it's my 18th birthday on June 29th, and I'll be spending it listening to your podcast on the way to London. So thank you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But she said, I came up with an idea. If you guys want to be on the show without dating people, why don't you try to get Rob's band to be the background band for one of the dates? Don't know how that works. So yes. I want you guys to know my manager today has emailed. I got an email address. We're trying. We're trying to go
get Rob's band on the show.
To get Rob and I to go be in the hot tub. To go to Mexico to advise Danielle because she always likes bad guys. And that Rob's band can then play on a one-on-one date for her. Rob's band could go. And then I at first thought I should pitch that I should play the tambourine in it. And then I thought if I'm playing the tambourine as a backup person on a date in Sayulita, Mexico on Bachelor in Paradise, my career would be over. But we've pitched it. It's
being worth it.
Pitched!
Oh my God, that's so exciting!
You've been on.
Who's Rob? I'm sorry,
Rob Benedict. He's one of our regs.
Oh, okay.
He's a 2017.
He's our 2017 podcast special of the year. He's on Supernatural. He plays God.
Oh,
he's hot. Question. You were on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Et.
And I'm so sad because episode, it was a group date. And
it was you and Amy and...
Oh, and Bridget.
And Rachel.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the jokes. They had to go do stand-up.
For the jokes.
They did a good job, I thought.
Ben Higgins wasn't in my group. And it was split down the middle. No. And I could have met him that day and had like some kind of thing to go from.
You let me know if you're ever single. We'll get you Ben Higgins.
Okay. It might not even matter if I'm single or not. Like, let's just do this.
Okay. I will get you Ben Higgins. I'm going to hunt you down Ben Higgins.
I think my boyfriend would be okay with it. He knows I'm so
obsessed. I've heard he's super hot in person.
He's super hot on TV. Anyway, but I did that and it was so fun. And the interesting thing that I observed was that you would be having an intense conversation with someone and you'd think no one was listening. And then you turn around and across the room, they are super zoomed in on you.
So be careful when I go to Mexico.
A lot of these intimate moments where you're like, why would they ever say that with a camera on? They don't know. Like it's far. They have these great lenses.
They get used to it.
That's the other thing. Yeah.
Found out.
And they aired that? They aired some of the stuff you said?
No, but I know that they could have. You know, like
So when I go to Mexico, be careful when
you have the tambourine.
To Wells under the palapa.
When you're talking to him. Yeah, with the tambourine.
I'll hold the tambourine over the microphone and I'm like, I really love your work on The Bachelor. Shake, 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 shake.
Climb
shake.
All over me like a Reese's monkey.
Have you ever met a lady Reese's monkey? Do you like my long torso and my belly in this tankini? Shake, 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 shake.
I know someone who was a bachelorette and she says that.
Who?
I don't want to say because this is
tell
like
us
a,
off camera. Tell us
yes,
off camera.
Yes, I will. But she told me that she knew.
Write down
who,
the name. Write down the name.
She knew right away that.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't watch then.
Oh, okay. It was a good season.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. She told me that she knew, like, almost immediately who her top picks were and what, like, had to just then kind of pretend on these dates. It was like, it was.
Of course, of course. Torture. You know who you like. You know who you like. Right.
But like, it's to me that it just. It takes away from it a little bit because, but Rachel couldn't hide her face on that date.
No.
Like with Jack Stone.
The look on her face when he went in for the kiss and she like winced. It was a night. It was
and
a knock.
She said that when she got engaged, and I think we all know this too, she was like, I realized I had only spent like a total of 3 hours with this man.
Yeah.
You know what? How much more do you need? Not that much. Okay, wait a minute.
Maybe why they got engaged.
I wanted to say, okay, so a side note, that those are all. By the way,
good
such exciting
info.
Things, and I'll let you
it's
know.
All right.
I'll let you know if I get to go to paradise. Let's hope. Let's hope you guys will know if I'm doing the podcast from remote with just Rob. You'll know that we've weaseled our way south of the border. Send help, you guys, because I will be a la Pharmacia buying Ambien. Okay. So wait, I just also want to thank people for liking us on iTunes and Facebook and stuff like that. Here are two reviews we've recently gotten. Here's some Laura Simpson, who I believe. We met at one of the shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The gentle miniature of podcasts. Okay.
Oh,
5 stars. I literally can't with you guys. I listen every week on my way to work. I also make my boyfriend, sister, and parents listen when I drive anyone everywhere. I have turned to many of my friends onto this podcast because it's the best out there. Thank you, Arden, Aaron, Padgett, and Rob, and special guests, for making me look like a crazy person.
Yeah.
While driving down the road, dying of laughter. I wish I could give more than 5 stars. Take care, and I hope to see another live podcast. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Here's one more deserving of all the roses. 5 stars. Mama Bird Sarah. I have never left a single review on an app, podcast, etc. And yet here I am typing on my phone through soggy eyes from literally laughing until I cried.
Oh my God.
This is by far the best and funniest Batch franchise podcast. Thank you, everybody. You make this podcast happening. It's the highlight of my week. Thank you guys for putting the reviews, for liking
so
us.
Nice.
Before we go, will you guys help me pick the tweet of the week?
Tweet of the week. Tweet of the week.
Okay. Get ready. Here, Anna and I picked these out. We're having a special Tweet of the Week contest. Before we get going, I just have to find Anna. Before we get going, we have a special honorable mention. It is to our boy, Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Here is the special mention. At Arda Marine. Iggy's learned more about himself around all these men than he has in his entire life. #Hashtag coming out. Thank you very much.
Wow, you called
great.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a special theme today for the Tweet of the Week. It's an all Jack Stone tweet. Okay?
Oh, yes.
This is Stone, Tweet of the Week. Stone, stone.
Sending him out in style.
Okay, our first one, Andrew H. at Drewski H. Is this your friend, Katie? Andrew H.?
No.
Okay. Okay, you know, I'm going to do this one later because it's my favorite one. So, okay. Amelia Lambeck at Unpaid Amelia. Jack making a creepy Nick Viall muttering face won't help you. Okay, there we go. Okay, all right, that's not the one. Okay.
Oh, no, I was confused. Okay.
Okay, number two, Megan Corbett. When Rachel crushed Jack Stone and Stone, not only did the light leave his eyes, but I swear his teeth dimmed like 2 shades. Okay, so then we have 1,000 facets. Stone sees himself falling for Rachel after he buries her in the backyard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We have a Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Rachel wanted to spend him home, but Jack the Ripper already locked the door.
Yes.
And the final one we have here, we have at Andrew Drew, which is Andrew H. at Drewski H. Jack Stone and Stone and Stone's taking on his toughest case yet, negotiating a transfer from friend zone to bone zone.
Yay!
Very nice.
Okay.
Jack Stones.
Okay. Yeah. So we have all Jack Stones. I'm going to nominate my favorite. Jack Stone, Stone and Stone's taking on his toughest case yet, negotiating a transfer from friend zone to bone zone. Or do we like the teeth or the backyard? What do you think?
I like teeth.
Okay. I like the teeth dimming.
Teeth dimming is great.
Okay, so then we're going to go Megan Corbett. When Rachel crushed Jack Stone and Stone, not only did the light leave his eyes, but I swear his teeth dimmed like 2 shades. Friend zone, bone zone, or teeth?
I like teeth, Megan.
Friend zone, bone zone.
Katie? Bone zone. Okay, Anna?
Bone zone.
Okay, Nikki?
Teeth.
I'm going to go bone zone.
Bone zone.
Okay, quality.
Megan, you are a runner-up, but Andrew Adrewski, you are our tweet of the week. Jack Stone and Stone and Stone's taking on his toughest case yet, negotiating a transfer from friend zone to bone zone.
He'll be on BIP.
And he will also be on Bachelor in Paradise.
He is?
Stone and Stone. It was in the clip. It was in some clip.
He's going to be on. Yeah, he's going to be there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
You guys, I want to say one thing. Santa came early this year. Because guess what, motherfuckers? You're getting another podcast tomorrow. Because it is a special two-night episode. So tune in tomorrow. There will be another one tomorrow. Deal with it, suckers. I hope you all get to climb a ball all over Alex like a Reese's monkey. Or get...
I love monkey.
Or get fingered in a hot tub. Goodbye. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Padgett. We'll miss you. Aww,
I hate
Padgett.
It.
Padgett.
My beautiful friend.
Padgett.
Oh.
We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you.
Can you come tomorrow at noon?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm so glad you asked.
I
was hurt like Peter.
Oh, my God. I assumed you were. I feel like all I hear is request you, and you're like, no.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Amazing. Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.